ticket sales have officially begun for Wrangell's 4th of July. And if you're wondering who to buy them from, look no further. Introducing Wrangell's 4th of July Royalty Contestants.
My name is Asia White, and I'm a senior at WHS.
Asia is 17 years old and the daughter of Kitten and Todd White. In Asia's family, running for 4th of July Queen is a rite of passage.
Everyone in my family in the past has done it, and so I just kind of figured I'd pick up the tradition.
Now it's Asia's turn to join her aunts, grandmothers, and cousins in the ritual of running for 4th of July Queen and doing what she can to help her community. Her food manager is Therese Ashton, and her ticket manager is Barb Hummel. Asia's sponsors are the Marauder, Wrangell Oil, Haida Contracting, Angerman's, and her supporters are AP&T, Arrowhead, First Bank, and Svensson's. And here is Wrangell's second 4th of July royalty contestant.
I'm Alyssa Heller. I'm 9 years old.
Alyssa is the daughter of Diane and Tom Heller, and she'll be entering 4th grade in the fall. When asked why she decided to take on the important task of running for Queen, Alyssa answered,
"So I can make enough money to go to Idaho with my mom and so that everyone can have a 4th of July next year."
Alyssa's ticket manager is her mother, Diane Heller. Alyssa's team will focus on ticket sales. Her sponsors are Stikine Inn, Edelman Bus Company, and Sea Level. As explained by Royalty Chairperson Jody Waddington, Asia and Alyssa have a lot of work to do and a lot of tickets to sell in the next month.
This is the way the Chamber raises money for next year's 4th of July. It pays for everything from the prize money for the games to the insurance to part of the fireworks, everything.
While raising money for Wrangell, the royalty contestants also get to raise money for themselves.
They get money for placement, for what place they come in. They also receive money for starting and finishing the competition, and they also get 30% of their ticket sales, which is big. We started that last year as an incentive because it's so hard to get people to do this now.
In fact, up until right before the July 4th kickoff, the Chamber only had one contestant, and they were a bit nervous.
We only had one girl up until 2 days ago, and yeah, it gets real scary when you start thinking about, you know, how much money it takes to put on the 4th of July and the 4th of July that the community is used to seeing.
Ticket sales from the royalty contestants is a primary way the Chamber of Commerce funds the Wrangell's 4th of July. Last year, the contestants raised $71,000 through ticket sales for this year's 4th. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.